Everyone like to have options so that they can choose as per their wish. This is what options trading gives you, the option to choose. In the stock market, or to be specific derivatives market, options are like the ruler, with all the power and no obligations. However, for beginners, option trading may seem a bit complex, as there are a lot of things to keep in mind while trading options. That said, options are also one of the best ways to trade in the market without putting in a lot of money, however, that doesn't restrict your profit potential. Let us find out how, and to do that, we need to dig deeper. What are the options and option trading? Options are derivative contracts, which are used to speculate the price of the underlying asset and trade accordingly. These derivative contracts offer the buyer the right to buy or sell the underlying asset at a specified date for a predetermined price. While you get the right to buy or sell the underlying asset, there is no obligation to do it. This is the feature that makes options most sought after. So, options trading can be defined as the trading process of buying and selling these option contracts. Types of options. Call option. Call option offers the right to buy the underlying asset at a predetermined price on a specified date, without any obligation. Traders purchase the call option when they think the price of the underlying asset may go up in the future. So, in order to make a profit, they buy call options by paying a premium, which gives them the right to buy the underlying asset at a future date for a predetermined price. Suppose, you think the price of stock A will go up next month as the company is coming up with new products, which have huge demand in the market. Let's say, the current price of stock A is 1,000 rupees. You are anticipating the price of the stock to go up to 1,200 rupees next month. Therefore, you buy the call option at a strike price of 1,050 rupees. You bought 5 lots, and each lot has 100 stocks, and the premium you paid is 2,000 rupees each, which means a total of 10,000 rupees, paid as a premium. Now there can be two scenarios. Scenario 1, price of stock A goes up to 1,250 rupees next month. If this happens, then you can execute your call options, and buy 500 units of stock A at a price of 1,050 rupees. Buying price equals Rs 1050 asterisk 500 equals 525,000 rupees. Premium paid earlier equals 10,000 rupees. Total investment equals 535,000 rupees. You can sell the shares at a price of 1,250 rupees each. Selling price equals Rs 1250 asterisk 500 equals 625,000 rupees. Net profit equals total investment, selling price, equals 625,000 to 535,000 rupees, equals 90,000 rupees. Scenario 2, price of stock A decreases to 950 rupees next month. Now, since the price drops against the expectation, you choose not to execute the contract, as there is no obligation to execute the contract on the contract buyer. Thus, your total loss would be the amount of premium paid in this case, which is 10,000 rupees. However, if you had invested in the stock instead of buying the call option, then first, you had to invest 525,000 rupees at one go for buying 500 shares at 1,050 rupees each. Secondly, if the price drops to 950 rupees each, then your loss would have been 100 rupees per share. Therefore, the total loss would have been Rs 100 asterisk 500 equals 50,000 rupees. So, instead of losing 50,000 rupees, you lost 10,000 rupees, which is much better, isn't it? Put option, when you believe or anticipate the price of an asset to go down, you can buy a put option, as this derivative contract gives you the right to sell an underlying asset at a predetermined price on a specified date, without any obligations of executing the contract. Again, let's understand this with an example. Suppose, you think the price of stock B will decrease in September 2023, as the company is not performing well in this quarter. So, purchase 5 put options, by paying a premium of 2,000 rupees each, which makes it 10,000 rupees in total. The lot size of each put option is 100 shares. Thus, you can sell 500 shares at the end of the contract. Now, the current market price of stock B is 1,000 rupees, and you think it will come down below 900 rupees each by September. Therefore, the put options you bought have a strike price of 1,000 rupees for each share. Here, like above, can be two scenarios. Scenario 1, the price of stock B goes down to 850 rupees. Since the price of the stock has come down as per your anticipation, you will execute your contract. To buy 500 shares, your investments would be Rs 850 asterisk 500 equals 425,000 rupees. Selling price equals Rs 1,000 asterisk 500 equals 500,000 rupees. Gross profit equals 500,000 to 425,000 rupees equals 75,000 rupees. Premium paid equals 10,000 rupees. Net profit equals 65,000 rupees.